coach Dan Da Silva. Well, you get the bounce back that you wanted off of last night. You knew they were going to push back in the third period. That's pretty much a given. Both of you teams, if you fall behind, are going to push back. So you got what you expected, but you were able to persevere and come up with a big 2 points.
Yeah. you don't ever want to give up a two-goal lead in the third period. They say a two-goal lead is the most dangerous lead in hockey for a reason, right? They get one and they get some momentum. Now we're on our heels a bit. There's nerves probably creeping in, you know, worrying about the worst thing that could happen. And it's just them tying it up, and they did. But, you know, I thought our guys were able to regroup fairly well. There's some good comments on the bench from leaders, you know, about just worrying about what's important now, and that, you know, there's nothing we can do about them tying it up. It's over. It happened. So let's focus on our next shift, going out and playing the right way, and just believing that we're going to get it done.
Similar to last night, if you'd gotten one more goal and made it 3-0, it might have been able to coast in tonight, but it's just not the way this rivalry seems to work, ever.
No, and, you know, it's not for a lack of scoring chances right now, where a few guys are a little snake-bitten. I feel like we have to adjust our scopes a little bit. I think we're missing the net a little too much, just trying to make that perfect shot, and guys are squeezing their sticks, and I know in front of a big crowd like this, they all want to score, oh, yeah. Right? They all want to feel that energy and that adrenaline rush from scoring a big goal, so I think that led to a little bit of the issues you saw tonight in terms of scoring goals, but yeah, I think that you know, all in all, it was a good effort from our guys. It was a good weekend.
You've seen this guy in the stands last season. Now he's here joining us as color commentator, Jackson Emery. Go ahead.
I was kind of keeping an eye on some lineup matches. I don't know, this early in the season, if that's a worry with the coaching staff, but one that really caught my eye was PA's second line. Lodewijk, Chenier, and Kostiuk had a lot of matchups against your young guns line of Lodge, McElhone, and Clark. Does that just show the already amount of confidence that you have in such a couple of young players and guys that need to step up when you got Hunter Lang and David Lewandowski out of the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously expect you know, everyone to step up in absence of some of your top guys. The reason, you know, that was, I don't know if that was the exact matchup, but maybe it happened a few times, but I was trying to get Cooper Williams away from Lodewijk. That was the matchup they wanted last night in PA, so I was trying to keep him away from Harrison Lodewijk, who, you know, he did a good job on Cooper last night. He's a agitator type of player, for lack of a better word, and, you know, makes it hard on some of your key players.
Yep. That's it?
That's it.
You just one? Adam had two.
You can have a second one.
I haven't thought that far.
Ah! Think about it. I may come back to you. We talk about last year, you had Ben Saunderson and Graydon Siepman. A lot of times would be in the last 2 minutes of a period or last minute of a period or late in the game trying to protect the lead. Those were your shutdown guys on defense. Who are those guys now that you're going to turn to more often than not when you look down the bench trying to protect the lead?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. We obviously miss those guys a lot. They having two 20-year-olds on your back end that were like top guys in the league in terms of, you know, being a 200, I thought like two-way defensemen, both of them. Yeah. Very, very smart, very skilled, very competitive players. This year, I think that right now we're still kind of sort that thing out. Obviously, Jordan Martin is going to be one of those guys for us. Big, strong defender that, you know, competes really hard, and he's tough to play against. Isaac Pohl would be another one. Kaczkowski and Tristan Doyle as well, right? They're able to get done at both ends of the rink. So we're just leaning on all these guys, Braden Klimke. We're trying to find out, honestly, yeah. Les. We're still trying to work that out and find out the pairs. It's a little tricky sometimes because Klimke and Doyle are our power play guys, so you want to keep them off the ice at the same time because you don't want them out there, and then we get a power play and they're both tired. So there's a lot that goes into it.
I haven't told him all the program. Usually it goes me two, you two, and then I finish off. But go ahead.
You kind of talked last night, you were happy with the power play, just didn't capitalize on all those opportunities, whereas tonight, I mean, it was kind of the same story. Just what were your thoughts on the power play tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we're generating chances again. Obviously, Rowan got us a big goal there in the second on the power play. I mean, we haven't had a ton of time to practice it, right? There's other things that go into this, a lot of systems that you need to, you know, try and fine-tune. But, again, I thought we generated our chances last night. I thought we deserved better. Again, could have been a differentiating point in the game if we would have got one on the power play last night. But tonight was obviously a big one for us.
You don't play again until Friday on the road. You go to Alberta. You play Lethbridge and Medicine Hat. More time to work on everything. I think that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of things to work on. So we're going to need the full week of practices. yeah, there's a lot of areas that need to be cleaned up, and that is the good thing is that we have lots of time to work on.
Good. Dan, thanks for this. Look forward to next weekend, and of course the next home game isn't until October 3rd when Red Deer's here, but we'll see you during the course of the next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Head coach Dan DeSilva of the Saskatoon Blades.